This is Jay Sekulow, just days away from Income Tax Day. What is the IRS doing?
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Talk about taxes. Lines are open for your questions right now.
Should 5% appear too small?
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Be thankful I don't take it all.
That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. That song, Taxman, the Beatle classic Taxman, was performed by our good friend who's in the studio with me today, John Schlitt, and a group of us here at the ACLJ, our kind of in-house band. I played drums on that one. John was, of course, lead singer. John, welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you, Jay. It's great to be here, buddy.
I'll tell you something, folks. Because we are getting ready to celebrate, if you will, I don't know if that's the word you'd use, Tax Day, which is on Monday, I will encourage you to go to the Facebook, my Facebook, at facebook.com/Jay Sekulow, because you can actually see us perform the song Taxman. We shot it to video as we were taping it, so you could watch that right there at facebook.com/Jay Sekulow. And let me ask you this, since we're talking about Tax Day, folks. How do you feel about the IRS being able to read your emails based on what's called, and I was an IRS prosecutor, remember that. I was with Chief Counsel's Office for the IRS. It's called an administrative summons. That is not by an officer of the court. It's not signed by a judge. It's an IRS agent-issued document. How do you feel about the IRS being able to review your documents? This is one of those rare time, folks, where I actually agree with the ACLU, and they've taken the lead on this, and we're going to be joining in that fight. A lot of members of Congress are feeling like this is an ultimate invasion of the right to privacy. And I'll tell you something, folks, you cannot give the IRS unbridled access to your emails. Senator Mark Udall, a Democrat from Colorado, said he has serious concerns about the IRS recent comments that it can search and seize, and that's the words he used, citizens' emails, Facebook posts, tweets, and other digital communication without a warrant. He calls it an affront to fundamental right to privacy. I think it violates First Amendment as well. We want your opinion on it. 1-800-684-3110. John, your reaction, of course, you know, we're all getting ready to pay our taxes if you haven't already, or fill out your tax forms for Monday. What's your sense with this IRS thing? I mean, again, as a private citizen in the United States of America, it's pretty scary to give the government this much authority.
Yeah, I feel like we're being invaded. I really do, buddy. I feel like we're being invaded by our own government. I'm getting scared.
Yeah.
That's why it's so exciting to be part of this organization here, because you guys are going out and standing strong.
Well, we're going to do that, folks. And as John just said, it does feel like in the sense of an invasion, certainly a government overstep is an understatement. This isn't just a government overreach, folks. This is your emails, your communication with your spouse, your communication at your business. And the IRS just says, oh, we want access to it. We get it. 1-800-684-3110. Let me encourage you also, folks, today and Monday are the last 2 days of our matching challenge. So as we fight these issues, and now it's going to be this IRS issue, I want to encourage you to go to aclj.org, make an online contribution. It's a matching challenge. Any amount you give, we get a matching gift for. aclj.org, where you can call in your gift at 1-877-989-2255. Today is the day to become a member of the ACLJ. That's aclj.org, aclj.org. Fill out the form in just moments. Or 1-877-989-2255.
I'll text your fee, yeah, 'cause I'm a tax man, yeah.
As the ACLJ continues to work to secure the freedom of American pastor Saeed Abedini, who's imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith, the ACLJ is also focused on other critical issues. Work continues on challenging Obamacare's pro-abortion mandate, and efforts are intensifying to strip Planned Parenthood of taxpayer funding. The ACLJ is on the front lines, defending your religious and constitutional freedoms, and the work we do could not occur without your support. And now, your gift will be doubled. A $25 gift becomes $50. $100 becomes $200. The ACLJ's matching challenge matches dollar for dollar every contribution made to the ACLJ. But the time to act is now. The matching challenge is ending soon. So take a moment today and support the work of the ACLJ and double your gift online at aclj.org, or you can call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Josh Turner.
Hi, folks. I'm Ricky Skaggs.
I'm Charlie Daniels.
I'm Rhett Walker from the Rhett Walker Band.
Join me as we petition and
pray for the release of our dear brother, Pastor Saeed.
SaveSaeed.org. Go there and sign the petition.
Join us as we petition and pray to save Pastor Saeed. Sign our petition at SaveSaeed.org.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now, calling for the release of Pastor Saeed. Online at SaveSaeed.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Taxman, the Beatle classic, sung by our good friend who's in the studio with me today, John Schlitt, performed. The musicians behind that are affiliated with the ACLJ or friends of the ACLJ, and John came by the other day and we laid this down. If you go to Facebook.com right now, /JSeculo, it's my Facebook page, you can actually see the video of that song. We've posted it, so I encourage you to do that at Facebook.com/JSeculo. Headline, the tax man may have gone too far. That's according to the New York Daily News. Fox News says IRS tells agents it can snoop on emails without a warrant. And the IRS recommendation or position is that they can do this because there is no expectation of privacy, according to the IRS, for your emails. So this tells you what's going on. Now, your taxpayer dollars are going to that. Your taxpayer dollars are going to F-16s, going to Egypt. Four more of those shipped today, by the way. And you ask yourself, what's going on in our country? John said we got like an invasion going on here. But it's an invasion, John, by our own government. That's what's really scary.
Is it our government anymore?
Well, that's another question. And that's a legitimate question to ask. And let me ask this to our listeners. Do you view this government position and the position they're advocating, whether it is the F-16s or whether it is this IRS position, which I think is absurd, do you think it's your government anymore? Taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let's go right to the phones. Alan's calling from Texas on line 4. You're on the air with Jay Sekulow and John Schlitt. Welcome to the broadcast, Alan. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, guys? I'm going to ask this question, and I'm going to hang up so I can hear y'all.
Okay.
What does the IRS have to go into looking into the emails? What does it have to do with paying taxes?
There you go. And John asked that question during the break. So there you go, John. You feel vindicated. There was a good question.
Good. Thank
yeah.
you, buddy.
John asked me the same question because when I came out of law school, I worked for the IRS. I was a trial attorney for Chief Counsel's Office of the IRS. And their statement is that there's no expectation of privacy. They're going to try to use it to say, well, you said you were doing such and such business activity, but we looked at your emails. And by the way, you won't even know that they're looking at your emails. They're going to go to your service provider, whether it's Gmail or AOL or wherever it might be. They're going to go to your service provider and try to get the information from them without even telling you that this is going on. On Monday, we're going to have a direct call to action on this, folks, to let you know what you can do. But it shows you what happens if you have a government unchecked. John, you've lived in the United States your whole life. You love this country. You did that great Faith and Freedom song about faith and freedom in America. This is not the America that you were singing about in your most recent music video.
Absolutely not. In fact, I sang the video because, or did the video because I wanted people to realize that we're losing it right before our very eyes. That's how I feel.
Yeah, I want to play for you about 15 or 20 seconds of another one of John's songs. We're talking about America today, folks. This is the song Faith and Freedom. I'm not going to give up hope, by the way. We're going to fight for this country. We're going to fight for what's right. Take a listen to this.
I'm an American. Red, white, and blue.
Well, there you have it. John Schlitt's song, Faith and Freedom. JohnWSchlitt.com is a great way to get it. You can also get it on iTunes. That video, there's a music video that we actually worked on as well. It's part of one of our movies. I did the drums on the music video. But let me encourage you folks, get that album. The album's called Greater Cause. It's available at JohnWSchlitt.com. But is it worth fighting for? Do we fight for our country? How do you feel about the IRS snooping on your emails? And how about F-16s, more of them, getting shipped over to Egypt? 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 1-800-684-3110. By the way, we are in the last 2 days of our matching challenge, last two business days, Friday and Monday. Folks, what that means is this. A group of our donors got together and said they will match any amount that's donated to the ACLJ during a particular period of time. It ends on Monday. We are very close to meeting our goal. Had a great response yesterday, folks, both on radio and on internet. If you just go to ACLJ.org, if you've not joined the ACLJ, I can't think of a better day to do it than today as we're talking about these issues. ACLJ.org, that's ACLJ.org, or just call us right now and say, I want to join the ACLJ. Any amount is tax deductible. $5 becomes 10 for us. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. 2255 or ACLJ.org. And as I said, we're taking your phone calls. We got a lot of calls. Lines are jammed. Let's go to Barry, who's calling from California with a great question on a tragic situation. Hi, Barry. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just got a posting on my Facebook regarding the Benghazi situation, how a four-star admiral came out, and basically he's retired now, and now he's just unveiling what his perspective, what happened in the Benghazi situation, that it was a botched plan by Obama to basically have this, ambassador captured, and he was going to save the day and get him released.
Well, I don't know about that part, but I will tell you this. They had the mother of one of the young men that was killed at Benghazi was on Fox News this morning, and she said she has not heard one word from the Obama administration, not a single word since her son was brought back in a casket. Not a word from the State Department, not a word from the White House about what happened to her son. And they promised her they were going to get to the bottom of this and they were going to hold responsible and bring to justice those that did this act. Nothing. And, you know, we've been very aggressive here on this broadcast and the ACLJ to get the information on this because, you know, fundamentally, and John, this goes back to your song, Faith and Freedom. There is... when you don't get answers from your government, you lose freedom. You don't have freedom.
And who's representing us? Who are they representing? There's a bunch of people in Washington. Who are they representing? They're not representing me. They're not representing you. They're not representing that mother who's asking for questions. And we're being ignored. I feel like the real America that I knew, grew up with, are totally being ignored because we just don't matter anymore.
Well, it's almost as if the agenda goes on despite the populace. I mean, that's a horrible thing to say about your government, but that seems to be what it is. 1-800-684-3110. Debbie is calling from Virginia. Hi, Debbie. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi. Nice to talk to you.
Thanks.
I wanted to throw in a little song that I think that you guys will really appreciate.
Okay.
It's called Time for a New Change by a gentleman by the name of Marshall Law, and if you play that song, it's going to give you goosebumps.
Marshall Law, too. Boy, it almost scares me just thinking about the name Marshall Law, because you know what Marshall Law means. But it's something we will look up, Debbie. We appreciate you calling in on that. Debbie, let me encourage you and others as we're talking about this, folks. As I said, you look at the issues we're facing, this IRS subpoena, and understand a subpoena from the Internal Revenue Service is not a court-ordered subpoena. It's not like from a court. This is administered individually. And that's the real problem with this. And the real aspect of this. Let me tell you something what's interesting also. When we were working on the song Taxman, when John came in and did it with their guys here, people need to listen to the lyrics of Taxman. We've actually, on some of the YouTube posts, I think we've actually posted the lyrics. Because the Beatles were complaining about overtaxation. That's one of the interesting dynamics of that song. Because Heath and Wilson, who they talk about, which were the prime ministers and the secretary of the exchequer, they were the ones involved with the tax rates then approaching 90%. So it was an anti-overreach tax song. But, of course, we're in the middle of a tax crisis right here. Virginia's calling from Ohio. She's on line 6. Hi, Virginia. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Attorney, and I'm wondering about privileged communications for attorneys, psychologists, everybody else. You know, the client holds the privilege.
Right.
And when the IRS gets your email, they've violated that privilege.
Well, and as an attorney, you understand this. I mean, and you know this. When we communicate, and we do communicate by email now, we put that little data point at the bottom of the email saying this is private communication between attorney and client. The IRS says, that doesn't matter. This is what they're saying, Virginia, because there's no expectation of privacy, even though we put a privacy statement on the email.
Extend to so many other, occupations besides law. You know,
well, here's what they've done. They're using this 1980s ECPA law that governs law enforcement, and they're drawing an outdated distinction between emails stored on a server versus emails that are open. I mean, they're not even, the technology that they're talking about doesn't even make sense. So that's part of the problem, what we're dealing with. But you're right. You and I are attorneys. We have an expectation of privacy. We put a privacy statement to our clients on the bottom of that email, and our government is saying that doesn't matter. And an individual IRS agent can review those email communications between you and your client without you even knowing it was going on. Folks, this is the reason why. This is another example. Monday, we're going to let you know how you can engage the issue. This is another reason why we want you to stand up and fight back. And the way to do it is to join the ACLJ, your tax-deductible gift. Do it online. It takes moments. We're in a matching challenge. Any amount you give, we get a matching gift for. So just go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Or you can call us at 1-877-877. 989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. You've been thinking, you know what? I want to support what the guys at the ACLJ are doing and around the world. This is the day to do it. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. As we go out to this break, John Schlitz song, Faith and Freedom.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Josh Turner.
Hi, folks. I'm Ricky Skaggs.
I'm Charlie Daniels.
I'm Rhett Walker from the Rhett Walker Band.
Join me as we petition and
pray for the release of our dear brother, Pastor Saeed.
SaveSaeed.org. Go there and sign the petition.
Join us as we petition and pray to save Pastor Saeed. Sign our petition at SaveSaeed.org.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now, calling for the release of Pastor Saeed. Online at SaveSaeed.org. As the ACLJ continues to work to secure the freedom of American pastor Saeed Abedini, who's imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith, the ACLJ is also focused on other critical issues. Work continues on challenging Obamacare's pro-abortion mandate, and efforts are intensifying to strip Planned Parenthood of taxpayer funding. The ACLJ is on the front lines, defending your religious and constitutional freedoms, and the work we do could not occur without your support. And now, your gift will be doubled. A $25 gift becomes $50. $100 becomes $200. The ACLJ's matching challenge matches dollar for dollar every contribution made to the ACLJ.
But the time to act is now. The matching challenge is ending soon. So take a moment today and support the work of the ACLJ and double your gift online at aclj.org, or you can call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255.
Back to the broadcast. That's John Schlitt leading the band here at the ACLJ, that is. I'm playing drums on that. We got a lot of the guys that are actually running this radio broadcast right now. We're either helping produce that, or played on it, or sang on it, and one of the other, we have a father and son team that play on this. If you want to see the video, we actually have the video of the making of our version of Taxman, and you can get it at facebook.com/JaySekulow. It's my Facebook page. So it's facebook.com/JaySekulow, and Will tells me it is posted there right now. So you could get that, and actually it shows us actually putting it together. We did that in just a couple of takes, folks, so there you go. We're going to have more of those coming, too, for you, by the way. So we're going to even at some point let you have a request. We're not ready to take your request yet, but we were happy to do Taxman. We thought, boy, that would certainly be appropriate. And it was a lot of fun doing it, John.
It was, but you got to explain to him that this was not a professional type of thing.
This is in our conference. I mean, that's why you need to see the video, folks. I'm in the radio studio right now. If I walk out about 20 yards, I'm in the conference room. No acoustics. We just set up in there and did it right there. No overtakes, no overdubs, no nothing. This is just us, basically a jam session, and you get to see it. So we encourage you to look at it at facebook.com/JaySekulow. I think John's got it posted as well at johnwschlitt.com. All right, we're going to go to the phones. We got a lot of calls coming in. Let's go to Charles calling from Georgia on line 6. Charles, welcome to the broadcast.
Hello, Jay.
Yes, sir.
Personally, I don't see any difference between regular mail that comes in a letter.
Right.
Mail, just the medium. So are there any congressmen that are submitting laws,
yes,
proposing laws that would make it a federal crime to tamper with email, just like...
Well, I don't know if they're going to do it within the context of criminal law, but I think there are two bills right now. We're going to have more on this, Charles, on Monday. Fans looking at it right now. There are pieces of legislation that are going to be called Electronic Privacy Communication Act overhauls. That's basically what we're talking about here. So that, you're right, your emails are traded just like your mail, which no one could just go in. The IRS can't just go in and grab it. What's really troubling for us as lawyers, if I'm communicating with you as a client, I put on a statement at the bottom of my email that says this is private communication between attorney and client. It's got all the language on it. The IRS says, I have no expectation of privacy, even though I just said what the privacy is, that this is communication is between attorney and client. And they're saying, too bad, we don't care. John, you were talking about during the break that it's like the government taking the law and using it against us.
Absolutely. I mean, let's face it, law is complicated.
Yep.
And I'm watching our president and his team basically use that uncertainty. And they do anything they want, even if they may know that it's illegal. But they say, it's okay because we got time. We'll just get it involved in the court system because it takes so long. And then they think they've got it taken care of. You know, they're doing anything they want to do, and whether it's legal or not, and saying, well, we'll settle in the courts because we know we have time.
You know, and the fact is they do take – if you look at the HHS mandate, this abortion abortifacient and abortion mandate in the health bill, the Obamacare legislation that's now law, they've said, well, we'll get it, see what happens in court. Well, here's what's happened in court. We've litigated – we've got 7 cases in court, 6 of which have come to conclusion. We have beat the government 6 times. The 7th one is still pending. Now, there's the Hobby Lobby case, which we didn't handle. That case is the one that everybody's worried about because the government won that one. But on the other ones, they're losing. But again, it is exactly what John was just saying. It's part of the government mentality. They don't care because they'll just tie it up in courts, and that will outlive the administration. That's really their view.
I'll tell you what, and that's why we need ACLJ, because you guys are the other part going in there, forcing it to happen now, not at their convenience. You're forcing them to say, okay, we face it, fine. And if we didn't have folks like you all, where would we stand? Where would the common guy, the real American who believes in what it stands for, who would be our voice? Now, Grant, I'm sure there's other folks like ACLJ, but you guys are one of them, and that's why it's so important. That's why I sit here with you and say, come on, guys, it's time to support someone who's standing for us.
All right, folks, here's what we're going to ask you to do. We are in the last two business days of our matching challenge campaign, and we are really close to meeting our goal. But that's where what John just said is where you come in. If you're not a member of the ACLJ, by the way, you don't even have to – membership isn't a payment. We appreciate the support, though, because right now any amount you give, if you donate $5 online, we're getting 10. Same thing on the phones. But if you donate 10, we get 20. 20 is 40. You see how it works. We had a great response yesterday. Let me encourage you again. Go to ACLJ.org. Fill out the donation form there. Say, I want to support the ACLJ. I want to become part of the team. I'm going to stand up with the ACLJ and fight back on these issues. Next week, we're going to let you know how to deal with this IRS issue. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Suzanne's calling on line 3. Hi, Suzanne. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi. My question is, I would like to know when the KGB moved from Russia to the United States.
Well, I'll tell you something. It sounds like they're here. You know, it's KGB-esque in the sense that you got this situation where it's not just I can ask you, John Schlitt, and say, I'm the government, I want your emails. They actually are going to go to the provider, Gmail, whoever you use. I'm not going to give out your email address. But whoever you use, and they're going to say, provider, give me all of his emails. You're not going to even know, or you're in trouble. Right. And they're not telling you that they're doing it.
I think, Suzanne, it's right. KGB.
It is a KGB type of tactic. Suzanne, let me tell you what we're going to do. We're going through everything right now as we speak. On Monday, we will have a call to action item. Our phone lines are jammed on this. We understand your concern. We're going to have a very specific call to action on this Monday. It's not going to be a petition to the IRS. We don't think that's the way to go here. It's going to be a petition directly to Congress to say, we can fix this. Let's fix it. And I think we can get bipartisan support on this if we push hard enough. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. SiriusXM listeners, you know we're here for the entire next 30 minutes. If you're not getting us on SiriusXM, you go to ACLJ.org. We're streaming the rest of it live in 30 minutes. Let me play for you again a little bit of this Taxman song, folks, as we're talking about the IRS. I couldn't think of anything more appropriate. This was a lead singer here is John Schlitt. And as I said, the musicians are guys in this office. I did the drums. One of the guys that's helping, Nick, did a lot of the production on it, who's one of the producers here. Will, who's the senior producer, executive producer, was doing background songs. Joe Pangallo and his father, we have a father and son team there. Joe is in our production team on radio as well, pulls these sound bites that you're hearing, and his dad plays guitar. So we have about three generations represented here, or at least two generations represented. I have to get my...
Come on.
I'll get my grandson. Okay. We'll do that. We'll have three. And in the next song, I like the Beatles song Something because, boy, this is, you got to ask yourself something. Paul McCartney plays Something with a ukulele. And Logan is a ukulele player. I'm going to get Logan to do the beginning of Something on your ukulele. Anyways, let me let you hear a few seconds of Taxman, and then we're going to ask you again for a specific call to action. All right, folks, here's what we want you to do. Go to ACLJ.org and make a donation. I don't do this but twice a year, and I'm asking you now for it. We're in the last 2 days of our matching challenge campaign. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Everybody else, stay on the line. We're going to get to you in a moment. And go to Facebook.com/JSeculo. You can see us performing Taxman. We'll be back with more in a moment.
The work we do could not occur without your support. And now, your gift will be doubled. The ACLJ's Matching Challenge matches dollar for dollar every contribution made to the ACLJ. But the time to act is now. The Matching Challenge is ending soon. So take a moment today and support the work of the ACLJ and double your gift online at ACLJ.org or you can call 1-877-989-2255.
Yeah.
sound pretty good, considering this was recorded, folks, so you know, the song Taxman, John Schlitt, the lead singer there, for, of course, for Petra, but also for our band here at the ACLJ. All the musicians were people affiliated one way or another, either by actually working here or by relative that works here. So it was all ACLJ team, and I did the drums on this, and you can view the video of it at facebook.com/JSeculo. It's facebook.com/JSeculo. And let me tell you this. This was shot in a conference room right down from our radio studios, folks, and it is raw. It's just, this is the footage as we shot the thing. So we had a lot of fun with it. A lot of people are asking us to do more. A couple of people said, can't you do an entire album? Maybe, but not yet. We're going to do it as appropriate, and we thought, boy, with tax week this week, John, it is appropriate.
Amen.
Especially with this
Amen.
New thing with the IRS, which is just unbelievable.
And let me say something as a professional musician. I use that word loosely.
You were the lead singer of Head East and the lead singer of Petra. You could say it not loosely.
Well,
go ahead.
I was surprised. I mean, seriously, when you guys called me, and God bless you, I was real honored for that, to come in and say, okay, let's jam. That's cool. And then all of a sudden I see cameras, I see equipment. Of course, you guys never do the thing halfway. I'm going, okay, nothing. And then to see the thing come to fruition, that was very cool. I'm totally shocked.
Yeah.
I really am.
Yeah,
it was a lot of fun.
When I wrote John the email to ask him if he would be interested in doing it, I said, listen, if you say no, I understand. You've been you lead singer for Petra and Head East. This may be a little bit of a come down, but it's really helped us because, folks, it gives you a sense also of the teamwork that goes on here. Because I do want to say this. Whether it's talking about Pastor Saeed, I know we've had a heavy week on Pastor Saeed's case this week, and I appreciate everybody's support on that. And appreciate I'm going to get the number of letters. I think we're over 23,000 letters going from individuals. That is phenomenal, folks, that you all are doing that. But, you know, we're in the midst of all of this. This is kind of a release from us. You'll see that this is a teamwork, and this is a team effort. It's not just me. It's a whole lot of lawyers. It's a whole lot of support staff, and that support staff includes everybody from technical radio to TV production to the movies we do to the internet department. All of it's working together, and you actually get to see some of it in a fun context within the context of these music videos. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. John Schlitz, my guest, in the studio with us. Let's go to the next call. It's called Jay from D.C. on line 3. Hi, Jay.
Hey, Jay, you really have your hands full every day. It's amazing. I mean, we're going from the Pastor Saeed, the Jets going in Egypt, and then now this is just out an outrage about this email about the tax intrusion or invasion of privacy. And I also wanted to ask you one further question.
Sure.
Are you involved with these Amish people that got prosecuted? They got 15 years for a beard cutting incident.
I am not involved in that. We've followed that. And you know, look, we have a lot of good friends within the Amish community. This may be a surprise to some of you because people don't know a lot about the Amish. They are very, very patriotic. And Pam and I go up to the Amish country once a year. Rob Shank, who's been on this broadcast before, has been on this broadcast many times with us, has a lot of his donor support is right there within the Amish community. And that beard cutting thing was a horrible situation where people were basically abuse. I think that's more than that. That's called crime. It's not even getting into religious discrimination. That's just criminal conduct and just not tolerable. We appreciate your call, Jay. Thanks for calling in. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I will tell you this. On Monday's broadcast, folks, we will have an action item for you on this IRS matter, which is getting a lot of calls and people are concerned. Also, so you know, my first job out of law school, actually, I was a law clerk. While I was in law school, I was the IRS's lawyer. I worked for Chief Counsel's Office for Treasury for the IRS. I was a trial lawyer, and I know the IRS procedures, and this is an overreach, and I think a really, really significant overreach. Total letters for Pastor Saeed, 27,596. Thank you to our ACLJ members. That's going to make a big difference. ACLJ.org, if you want to participate in that matching challenge, ACLJ.org. Or 1-877-989-2255. And again, if you want to hear us and see us play the song Taxman, facebook.com/JSeculo. Back with more in a moment.
As the ACLJ continues to work to secure the freedom of American pastor Saeed Abedini, who's imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith, the ACLJ is also focused on other critical issues. Work continues on challenging Obamacare's pro-abortion mandate, and efforts are intensifying to strip Planned Parenthood of taxpayer funding. The ACLJ is on the front lines, defending your religious and constitutional freedoms, and the work we do could not occur without your support. And now, your gift will be doubled. A $25 gift becomes $50. $100 becomes $200. The ACLJ's matching challenge matches dollar for dollar every contribution made to the ACLJ. But the time to act is now. The matching challenge is ending soon. So take a moment today and support the work of the ACLJ and double your gift online at aclj.org, or you can call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Josh Turner.
Hi, folks. I'm Ricky Skaggs.
I'm Charlie Daniels.
I'm Rhett Walker from the Rhett Walker Band.
Join me as we petition and
pray for the release of our dear brother, Pastor Saeed.
SaveSaeed.org. Go there and sign the petition.
Join us as we petition and pray to save Pastor Saeed. Sign our petition at SaveSaeed.org.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now, calling for the release of Pastor Saeed. Online at SaveSaeed.org.
Song Faith and Freedom, which played a major part in a movie we did at the ACLJ, but also a great music video was shown at the Faith and Freedom Conference during the Republican National Convention in Florida. And a great song, Faith and Freedom. We did a video of that and dedicated it to the military men and women that are serving our country, and particularly actually Logan did the final production on that, final editing on that, and dedicated it to his wife's grandfather, who was a World War II veteran who passed away. Amanda's dad passed away, granddad passed away, and this was dedicated to him. So that was it was a great thing, but it was really dedicated to all our men and women serving our country then and serving our country now. I'm with John Schlitt. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. I said before the break that this is a team effort here. John said during the break, you know, people need to understand that Europe, those of you that are listening, the million people that are listening all around the country, are part of this team as well.
Absolutely. You can't function without the dollar bills. I hate to say it that way, but yeah. And for them to come in and contribute, they're saying, you know what? We believe in what you're doing, Jay. We believe in your team. We want to be part of that team too. And that's what you do. You look at it as, okay, this dollar is, I'm putting my heart, my money where my heart is.
Yep.
And guys, think about it. Do you love your country? Do you love your country as it was? Or do you love it as it is now? And if you're paying any attention at all, you see the difference. And if you're disgusted with it, if you're tired of watching it just dissolve before your eyes, you can make a difference with a dollar bill.
Well, we appreciate that, folks. All you need to do is go to aclj.org and be part of the matching challenge. And I encourage you to do it, aclj.org. We've got 2 days left to meet our challenge. Any amount you donate, of course, is tax deductible, and we get a matching grant for. So if you donate $10, we get $20, $20, $40, $40, $80, becomes $160. So it's huge for us. ACLJ.org, or you can call it in at 1-877-989-2255. The easiest way, though, is to use the website at ACLJ.org. And when you're on the web, go to facebook.com/JSeculo, and our video of the song Taxman is right there for you to see. So you could actually see when we cut that in our studio, actually in our that was shot in our conference room down the hall from our radio studio. And it'll give you a sense. And John, of course, John Schlitt, lead singer of Petra and Head East, graced us with his musical talents. And all these guys are very talented, by the way. It was a blast.
It was an honor.
All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Leslie is calling from Alabama. She's online too. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, thank you for taking my
call.
I recently got the Reagan.com email, and that's supposed to be secure where no one can scan it, and I was wondering if they would be able to do that.
They are saying that any email you get is not secure, that you have no expectation of the right to privacy under an email. Even though, as a lawyer, when I'm communicating with a client, I put what's called a privacy statement on the email. The IRS is taking the position that there's no expectation of privacy, therefore they have access to it. And as I said, Leslie, you will not even know they're doing it. So understand that. You will not even know they're doing it until your audit is going on. I'm not you necessarily, but whoever it might be. So that's why we're fighting this so aggressively. And folks, let me tell you this. On Monday's broadcast, we're going to let you know how you could take direct action on that. We're meeting with our government affairs team. We're putting the plan together this weekend. We will have a plan for you. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. John, this is a bit of a personal thing here, but when we were doing playing Taxman, the song that we've been playing today, and you kind of, you know, haven't probably sung that in a long, long time, but when you hear the words, it really speaks to exactly what we're dealing with right now.
Absolutely. Let's face it. Taxes are not loved by anyone, but they were doing, you know, in the words it says, you get 5%. If you don't like that, we'll take more.
Yeah.
That means they were taxing 95%.
Well, and it was going on at
yeah,
that time.
Yeah, and that's
base rates were 75.
And that's why all the musicians, the big stars, were leaving the country.
Right.
Which makes total sense. Now, taxes are I think, a duty, absolutely.
Sure.
But when you start taxing so much that it affects our, you know, our flow of cash and all this, it's just so wrong. We have to. There's got to be common sense. And then for the IRS to come in and basically say, "I have every right, you don't have any," that's wrong. That is totally wrong. We've got to have common sense.
All right, folks, we're going to be fighting the IRS. I thought this would be an appropriate time to play for you the song "Taxman" that we did here at the ACLJ. It's the Beatles song "Taxman." John Schlitt is the lead singer of this for us. I'm playing the drums. Team here putting it together. You want to take a listen to this? Then I'm going to give you a direct call to action on a couple of points. Take a listen.
Oh yeah. Talk about taxes.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. 'Cause I'm a tax man. Yeah, I'm a tax man. Should 5% up here too small. But thankful I don't take it all. 'Cause I'm a tax man. Yeah, I'm a tax man. Drive your car, car. I'll tax the street. Try to tax your seat.
Step to Coco.
I'll tax the heat.
Take a walk, walk.
I'll tax your feet. Yeah. 'Cause I'm a tax man. Yeah. 'Cause I'm a tax man. Every day, 'cause I'm a tax man.
Not your typical J-Secular Live broadcast today, but we figured with all this tax information going on, we're getting close to tax day. Got the IRS saying they're going to review your emails without telling you that we had recorded this song, and we figured what a great day to play it. You could, by the way, watch us play that with John Schlitt leading the way at facebook.com/J-Secular. That's facebook.com/J-Secular. That's on my Facebook here. So let's go to Bud, who's calling from Oregon on line one. Hi, Bud. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hey, God bless you, Jay, and John, and your son. We really appreciate you guys.
Thanks
for us. But I'm just stunned by the way this government has taken over. Are they the Obamanese? Is a communist?
No, listen, I mean, this would even be a bold move for the communists. I mean, in one sense, I mean, the idea that they're doing, because they're at least, I wouldn't even say that. At least with the communists, you knew what you were getting. That's not a good thing, by the way. You got a situation here where the government's done a huge overreach, Bud. We will let you know on Monday how we're going to respond directly to this. So stay tuned for the broadcast on Monday. Let's go to Horace calling from California. Hi, Horace.
Yes, I'm calling about... not just your approach, but my approach in what's going on. I think we need to be talking to the governors and the ex-governors about calling a constitutional convention to get this government under control.
There's been a lot of people saying that. Here's the issue, Horace, and this is, and I understand, I appreciate your call. That takes a long time. We don't have that kind of time. This IRS move has to stop. We've got to get legislation introduced immediately next week, next month, to stop this. So how do we do that? We're going to give you a call to action on Monday to get involved. I understand what you're talking about with the Constitutional Convention, but we don't have that kind of time, folks. ACLJ.org, we appreciate you going there, making a tax-deductible gift, becoming a member of the ACLJ today. ACLJ.org, you can also call in at 1-877-989-2255. Visit John Schlitt at johnwschlitt.com. We'll have a link on our website to that. And if you want to hear us and see us play the song Taxman, just go right now over to facebook.com/J-Secular. That's facebook.com/J-Secular. We'll be back with more in a moment.
You did your thing. You're lucky you're working for me. You should thank me every day because I'm the tax man.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, our work continues here in the U.S. and around the world to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith. Many are speaking out in support of Pastor Saeed, including some of the top names in the music industry, lending their voice to our online campaign, SaveSaeed.org.
I'm Josh Turner.
Hi, folks. I'm Ricky Skaggs.
I'm Charlie Daniels.
I'm Rhett Walker from the Rhett Walker Band.
Join me as we petition and
pray for the release of our dear brother, Pastor Saeed.
SaveSaeed.org. Go there and sign the petition.
Join us as we petition and pray to save Pastor Saeed. Sign our petition at SaveSaeed.org.
Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Make a difference. Add your name to our petition now, calling for the release of Pastor Saeed. Online at SaveSaeed.org.
As the ACLJ continues to work to secure the freedom of American pastor Saeed Abedini, who's imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith, the ACLJ is also focused on other critical issues. Work continues on challenging Obamacare's pro-abortion mandate, and efforts are intensifying to strip Planned Parenthood of taxpayer funding. The ACLJ is on the front lines, defending your religious and constitutional freedoms, and the work we do could not occur without your support. And now, your gift will be doubled. A $25 gift becomes $50. $100 becomes $200. The ACLJ's matching challenge matches dollar for dollar every contribution made to the ACLJ. But the time to act is now. The matching challenge is ending soon. So take a moment today and support the work of the ACLJ and double your gift online at aclj.org, or you can call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast. This is Jordan Seculo. I know you've heard about this new controversy, and it's very real. The IRS being able to check out your emails. That's right. Read your emails. No warrant necessary. Just an administrative subpoena. That's not from a judge. That's just all internal and doesn't require things like probable cause and the Fourth Amendment protections against an unreasonable search and seizure. Under the current law and the IRS interpretation, doesn't apply here because of a law from the 1980s, 1986 to be exact, the ECPA, the Electronic Communications Protection Act. Now, think about the internet back then. Most of us didn't have access to it in the late 80s. And then, of course, even into the 90s, there were not programs like the Gmail, Hotmail, Yahoo, all the different webmail programs. If you use webmail and you've opened an email or it's more than 180 days old, so you've opened it or it's 180 days old. Most of us open our emails almost immediately now, especially at work or throughout the day on our phones. Then they could get access to it through your internet service provider who has to turn the information over without you knowing about it if there's some kind of investigation. Folks, this is, and there's only one circuit court that said it's unconstitutional, the Sixth Circuit. If you don't live within that circuit, this applies. And it's not just the IRS. I talked about it with Andrew Wilkow on The Blaze, the television broadcast, which is now on the Dish Network as well as available online. We've got the clips at ACLJ.org, but this is a discussion worth listening to as I walk Andrew through all of the legal ramifications. And who else in the federal government? How about this? The entire federal government has this kind of access. It's not just the IRS. Their document got leaked that talked about the program, but that doesn't stop DOJ or others from using the same thing. Let's take a listen.
Well, here to give us a legal perspective is friend of the program, Jordan Seculo, executive director of the American Center for Law and Justice. So I feel like if we're going to talk about this, I should be wearing my members only jacket.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, you know, Andrew, it was written at a time where an email was on an actual server for a very short period of time. There was no Gmail, obviously. There was no webmail. And these were internal servers. So it was almost like a filing system. And now we know, even if you have an internal Microsoft program at work, you probably have a webmail program. And there's been no legal changes. I mean, literally since 1986.
But did the IRS get this cleared from a court?
Well, what's happened, only one circuit court, some district courts, but only one circuit court so far has said that this is unconstitutional. And what happened, someone who was arrested and charged with a crime, when they find out that part, the reason why they were caught was through this no warrant based going into their email, basically. What they do here is they just issue their own administrative subpoena, not to an individual, but to the ISPs, the service providers, and they tell them, you've got to give us this person's email, and that's it. There's no judge. There's no oversight. And that person challenged it in the circuit court, and they won. Of course, that didn't help their case in preventing the evidence because there's a good faith exception. Technically, the IRS at the time in that circuit was still following the law. And to your second point there, is this just the IRS? Well, we got the guide on the IRS from the FOIA request. But the truth is, this was written for all government agencies. So that doesn't stop the Department of Justice, and the list goes on, from being able to access this kind of information. And if you've opened the email, it doesn't matter how old it is either. So if you opened it today, they don't have to wait any time period. They can go right in. And there's no, it's just no oversight.
What is the potential for entrapment here? I mean, we all get emails offering us all kinds of crazy scams. I mean, apparently if I put $1,000 in a bank account, a Zimbabwean prince will give me $10 million on arrival in the United States. If the IRS were to send out emails, entrapping emails, click here, learn how to beat the IRS, how to scam the government out of taxes, and you click on it, they might be able to say, well, you intended to cheat the government.
Well, yes. I mean, you know, entrapment to prove the defense, obviously, and that, well, to get a defense to entrapment, you've got to show that you wouldn't have done that but for the persuasion. And so that would all depend on the language. But it goes to point two as well, Andrew, because there's all these different, I mean, entrapment could be an issue, but also the issue that it's not just your email. Remember, if you're responding to someone else, this is opening the door to everyone's emails. And the truth is, the IRS, for the most part, should not be relying on 1986 laws. This one circuit, you don't have to worry about this. That's the Sixth Circuit. But everywhere else, though the IRS has shown that in some individual cases, they've required the agent to get an actual warrant from a judge, that they haven't changed their policy. And I don't think this is the end of it. I don't think this is just the IRS. I mean, what you thought of the Patriot Act, if you thought that was at all even approaching the civil liberties line, this is not about terrorism. This is about basically sweeping for criminal activity. And, I got a feeling, but not probable cause. And that is what's so dangerous. And I think why on these issues, you can see in ACLJ, the ACLU, we can come together and agree, time to rewrite the law. But if the Congress doesn't act, this is something that should continue to be challenged. It's just a tougher issue because it's got to be ripe, which means you've got to be a criminal or a service provider, and they've got plenty of issues with all these oversights. So they have been fighting that back in Congress to some extent, but no new legislation yet.
You pointed out the Patriot Act, and that was going to bring me to the Gorelick Wall. One of the things that conservatives were very upset with after 9/11 was they felt like Jamie Gorelick was the one putting up these walls that prevented NYPD from sharing with the FBI, FBI sharing with the NSA with regard to potential terrorist threats. But the IRS potentially finding something by mining your emails, and let's say sharing it with the Department of Energy or the Department of Education or the EPA, we don't want these agencies having this ability to breach the Fourth Amendment and then share information. The fact of the matter is when the government searches for something in your private papers and effects, it needs to go to a court of law and explain why. And there is no ticking time bomb scenario here for the IRS. So there's no threat of terrorism for the IRS to stand on. And the potential for the IRS to share what it derives from your email could be disastrous.
Well, and how the records are kept, who is seeing this, what the protocol, that is a second key. We talked about this with the drone issue, and that's been a whole discussion. What's the legal reasoning behind this? We don't know yet that the handbook that was released and leaked by ACLU that they obtained from 2009, we don't know what their reasoning is for a subpoena. So we don't know how much internally to get an administrative subpoena through the IRS that they've got to show. And so I think they've at least deserves, now that there's attention on it for the American people, we deserve to know. I mean, is it a sweeping program? Is it a sharing program? Is every federal government agency doing this and they just weren't talking about it? And because most of them aren't involved in criminal prosecutions, then or they won't rely on this. We keep thinking about, well, they could use it in court, but they may not have to. This could lead people and, of course, get you involved in situations. An email is a different point. Maybe in 1986 there was no expectation of anything when it came to email. Now, email, if a phone call, you have an expectation of privacy. Certainly you should have one with an email as well.
This is a very real problem, folks, and we need Congress to address it or the courts. It's not enough that the Sixth Circuit has, or that the IRS sometimes has required people, their agents, to get an actual warrant from a judge. They should always have to get a warrant from a judge. Your email, you have an expectation of privacy just as much as you do your mailbox these days, if not more so. Of course, that was different in the 1980s and the 1990s, but this is now 2013, and the law needs to be updated. This is part of our matching challenge, folks. Anything you donate to the ACLJ is doubled. You can make that donation online at aclj.org. That's aclj.org, or call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. The reason we can do all this different work at the same time is because of your support. Make that online donation. Your gift will be doubled. Go to aclj.org. We'll talk to you next time.
The work we do could not occur without your support. And now, your gift will be doubled. The ACLJ's matching challenge matches dollar for dollar every contribution made to the ACLJ. But the time to act is now. The matching challenge is ending soon. So take a moment today and support the work of the ACLJ and double your gift online at aclj.org, or you can call 1-877-989-2255.